Good morning. Welcome to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin, and today we are going to talk about hyperbaric chambers. Learn all about the medical applications and where you might find one, who might benefit. My guest is Robin Friedman. She is married to Matt Friedman, who is a chiropractor in Eugene, and they have in their office a hyperbaric chamber. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Ann.
Okay, so for people who don't even know, have never heard of a hyperbaric chamber, it's a container where you can get more oxygen than is in the regular air.
Yes.
And that has applications. People might have heard of them for if people have been diving and they have the bends, they have that icky, horrible problem with air that's where they don't want it, in their joints maybe, you can get in one of those and decompress.
That's correct. That's where the use of hyperbaric sort of started, mm-hmm. was in diving, the diving industry.
And that was a long time ago.
It was. It was over, oh goodness, 100 years ago.
And one of the early applications actually didn't have to do with water, but had to do with miners and people going way underground and then coming up and being sick.
Yes.
And over time, people noticed that there might be other applications that would help people.
There was a gentleman in Florida who was working with diving companies. The Gulf Coast has a lot of operations, and a lot of the divers would come up sick. And if they didn't have the right application of hyperbaric therapy, they would lose their jobs. That brought on a lot of depression. It brought on a lot of traumatic brain injury, things that they sort of wrote off as, well, that's just because you dove and you lost your job. And so there was a particular doctor, Dr. Harch in Florida, who started putting people in the chamber and getting results for not just the bends, things that helped with joint pain, traumatic brain injury, memory, anger, all kinds of things that they had associated with just diver's disease. And through that research, people started using it off-label.
Okay, and what does that mean, off-label? What does that mean, like that's an FDA thing?
FDA, off-label means if you use any specific procedure, medicine, treatment, for anything other than what the FDA says is approved for its treatment. For example, for hyperbaric oxygen therapy, it is approved for wound healing in diabetes. So if you use it for anything other than wound healing in diabetics, it's considered off-label, even though it's safe.
And does off-label mean then that insurance won't pay for it? Is that really what it comes down to? It's a money thing?
They haven't figured out how to bill for oxygen yet, so yeah.
Uh-huh. So the same thing then, theoretically, with medications? I mean, most medications have also off-label use.
Yes.
But they're very prevalent. And does that mean that insurance doesn't pay for it?
Insurance doesn't pay for hyperbaric oxygen therapy at this time. They have started approving it for use in some of our veterans hospital in Wisconsin and Michigan. So we take that as a big sign that they're starting to understand how hyperbaric heals. One of the things that we've discovered with any trials with medication or even chiropractic, that if we start to use these therapies and we actually begin to document our results, then once the documentation is collected and they see case studies, then they start to understand that if we can measure it, we can manage it, we can bill for it, mm-hmm. eventually it will become part of the insurance system.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like a lot of things. I mean, 30 years ago, orthotics, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you're like, yeah, but it saves you lots of money later on with not having to do foot surgeries. Oh, and so then, yeah. So things are working through the process.
Yes.
So it sounds like that we know a lot about what it might benefit.
Absolutely. There, it grows every day. Recently, a study was sent to me on children with fetal alcohol syndrome. Somebody, a child was brought to a center, and they thought, why not? It certainly is harmless. Oxygen, we breathe that every day just walking around. And they put the child through a course of 10 dives, and the child showed improvement. And so they documented that, and that becomes part of our toolbox in terms of who benefits from extra oxygen.
Okay, now, I don't think there are any, I'm pretty sure there aren't any hyperbaric chambers in Astoria, but throughout Oregon there are a number, some in hospitals and some in different doctor's offices, including several chiropractic offices.
Yes.
Okay, so when I was reading about this, I was reading that the ability, this has to do with increasing the ability of hemoglobin to transport oxygen throughout the body, and that it's hard to increase in any, like if you just breathe extra oxygen, you're not really increasing the oxygen carrying ability, but by getting into this chamber, you actually increase the ability to carry more oxygen, and apparently that's the benefit.
Yes, it's a combination of oxygen and pressure. So if you sort of imagine a soda can, in the law of physics, Henry's law says that to increase atmospheric pressure, it allows more gases to be dissolved in any given liquid. So picture you as a person as liquid, and oxygen would be that gas. As we put you under pressure in the chamber, and it feels as if you were diving to the bottom of a pool about 11 feet. And then when you add the oxygen, what happens is that the oxygen gets smaller, so that when it goes into you, it dissolves, and then it allows it to become smaller and pass through you. And because of its size, it goes to places in your body where oxygen wouldn't normally reach, and that's the benefit.
Wow. Well, okay, another thing I read that recent evidence suggests that exposure to that pressurized oxygen mobilizes stem cells from the bone marrow by some mechanism that has to do with nitric oxide. And that suggests that you can have recovery of damaged organs, when you are exposed to hyperbaric oxygen.
Yes, and they've actually had a lot of studies recently with bone breaks, with the healing time in a normal casted arm break versus a casted arm in hyperbaric. And there's a feeling and there's documentation that what happens is hyperbaric oxygen acts as an alpha adrenergic drug. So when something gets constricted, say through a crush injury or a big bruise or a wound, when you add that extra anaerobic oxygen in there, the bacteria can't really get a hold of it. And so what happens is that it allows the edema around the injury to reduce. And I know that if you sort of understand how an injury happens, you get injured, your body floods the area with all kinds of things to protect it, to keep it clean, to help it heal. And extra oxygen speeds up the time for that swelling and edema to calm down. And once that happens, the body starts to heal. And the extra oxygen, it starts to increase the blood, it relieves pain, it encourages, they've shown with something called a SPECT scan, that is a snapshot picture of your brain, that at 10 dives, 10 one-hour sessions in a hyperbaric chamber, we actually begin to renew at a cellular level. We grow new cells.
In the brain?
In the brain, in the body.
Everywhere?
Mm-hmm, everywhere.
So you're getting real renewal.
Absolutely. That's why folks that have had surgery go into it. I know a lot of people associate hyperbaric chambers with Michael Jackson. What really happened is when
Michael Jackson, the singer?
The singer. And when he was doing commercials, they had pyrotechnics behind him, and he got very severely burned on his scalp. His hair caught on fire, and it was very, very dramatic. He had pieces of the back of his head missing, and so the Sherman Oaks Burn Center in California put him into hyperbarics to facilitate that healing for him. It wasn't because he was odd. It was because truly it helped him.
Wow. Well, another person that I know of is Michael Jordan. Used hyperbaric chamber in the last 10 years of his professional basketball career to prolong his ability to play, which I'm assuming had to do with joint keeping his joint pain down, keeping himself moving.
And reducing inflammation, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Tiger Woods. One of our, you know how in Eugene we have track town, and we just had the Nationals in town, and we've had a few athletes come through that actually get in the chamber before their race and after their race. So before their race to enhance their ability to hold oxygen in their lungs, and then after to recover from their race.
And so far, the Olympic Committee hasn't determined hyperbaric oxygen to be a banned substance.
No, no, not the Olympians yet. However, in the horse racing world,
really?
They do consider it an edge, and they have put laws into place that if you're going to race your beautiful horse, you can't do hyperbarics. I believe it's maybe 3 or 4 days before a race.
the jockey or the horse?
The horse.
Okay, so they actually make chambers big enough to get a horse in?
They do. They do. Some of the chambers in hospitals today are a multi-use chamber. They're considered a hard chamber. So what you do is you go and you sit down with three of your closest friends, and they fill the chamber with oxygen. What's different about that chamber than the chamber we have in our office is a self-bleeding soft chamber. So when you use a hard chamber, it's filled with oxygen. And as we breathe, we off-gas nitrogen. And in order to get that nitrogen back out of the air during the process, they have to stop, remove all that, bleed it out of the chamber, and then refill it with oxygen. A soft chamber is built so that it does it at the same time. So while you're laying in the chamber kind of whistles a little bit, and it lets all the nitrogen come out the back end. So as fresh oxygen is being pumped in, nitrogen is whooshing out the bottom end of it. So very safe, very easy, and very, very productive in healing. All kinds of interesting things.
Okay, so you said it's like being at the bottom of a pool at 11 feet. So what, I mean, that doesn't feel good to me. So what does it feel like when you're sitting in there?
Have you ever been in an airplane?
Yeah.
It feels like that. When you start to go under pressure, you feel like you need to clear your ears, and we ask folks to clear their ears 4 separate times as we bring them down to 1.5 atmospheres. And 1.5 atmospheres is about 11 feet at the bottom of a pool. So once you're in there, and we take you down slowly to make sure that your ears are happy. Most people go in there and sleep. Some people bring in their cell phone and catch up on work. Some people, a lot of our children that come in for autism, bring DVD players in and watch movies while they're in there for their hour.
Oh, wow. You are listening to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldine, and I'm with Robin Friedman. And we're talking about hyperbaric oxygen chambers and use. Okay, so you mentioned before we took our break that you work with autistic kids. So let's talk about that whole topic. I mean, that's something that's definitely off-label.
Yes.
And but there's actually quite a bit of public research about it. A 2009 double-blind study of autistic found that 40 hourly treatments of 24% oxygen at 1.3 atmosphere provided significant improvement in the children's behavior immediately after treatment sessions. So that's something that I've just read. And I don't think it's been repeated, but that's only 2 years ago.
They have seen amazing things with children. Autism itself is a very large subject. Safe to say that we are making more children that are neurotypical, and we certainly have a need to address that every child is different. Every child that walks through our office has different things going on due to their diagnosis of autism. We have found that with children we put in our chamber, the improvements are so varied. If you were a parent with an autistic child who had never potty trained at the age of 4, you put him in the chamber, 4 to 10 dives later, a dive being an hour-long session, that child's need for potty training is over. They are off diapers, their stool is solid, and it's a happy parent. We have found that when we clean up the gut, the speech returns. We have children that have been told they'll never ride a bike. Their motor skills are slower, and we have parents that send us videos of their child riding their tricycle for the first time. If you've ever had a child that was non-communicative and didn't make eye contact with you, to put that child in the hyperbaric chamber, along with some other things that are suggested in the care and recovery of of autistic children. They say mommy. They learn computer skills. They do better in school. They integrate. They ask more questions. They become more connected to the world around them. It's a really beautiful thing.
That is really exciting. Okay, well, also on this list of other reported applications, there's for cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. epidural abscesses, certain hearing losses, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis. This is really cutting across the gamut. But we had a caller who wanted to know about using, if there's any research on brain damage due to essential tremor. Do you know anything about that?
Traumatic brain injury. I don't know a lot about it. It's not my specialty. However, if you just Google mm-hmm. traumatic brain injury and hyperbaric therapy, there are some YouTube videos that are miraculous. The idea that when you suffer traumatic brain injury or a stroke, ischemic strokes especially, there is a cutoff of oxygen to the brain and other organs, and putting somebody in that high oxygen environment puts that oxygen again, makes it small enough so that it goes to the places it needs to be. There is an understanding through a SPECT scan that the area around an injured cell sometimes can go either way. It can live and regenerate, or it can die off. And they have found that through hyperbaric oxygen therapy, those cells recover. So it really works in a way that is really simple, and it seems almost too simple because people are used to...
Right, high-tech, complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we had another call from a woman who's, or maybe it was a man, sorry, had a diabetic son that had hyperbaric treatment in Portland at a hospital, and it was very successful.
Wow. So congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, so then the protocol for autism would be 10 times?
Well, they suggest a series of 40.
Oh, okay, so and that's what this mm-hmm. study did. The study did 40.
Yeah. Hyperbaric sort of builds on each visit. Each
uh-huh.
time you go in, if you
okay.
sort of understand that certain cancer cells, we have found that children with autism, ADD, irritable bowel syndrome, all of those things sort of lead to what they call leaky gut or a bloom of a really unhappy little tummy. And
mm-hmm.
what happens is we believe that beautiful, pure oxygen, well, those things just can't live in that environment. So you may come into the chamber for one thing, but you find other things heal.
Uh-huh.
I've had people come in to help recover from a stroke, and their eyesight clears up. We have folks read an eye chart before they get in
mm-hmm.
and after they get in, just so that they have a measure
mm-hmm.
of how did I do for just laying and relaxing for an hour. And I've had a lot of folks with ADD come and tell me that their brain is quiet for the first time in a really long time.
Mm.
And if you're one of those like me that has a really busy brain, that's really nice to get out, and everything is really calm in there.
Well, actually, that sounds like another tool just for stress management.
Absolutely.
Whether you have some serious health issue or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unmanaged stress becomes a health issue for anyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if people want to know more about how to get into a chamber, tell me. How do they do it?
We belong to the International Hyperbaric Association. You can, if you're in a different area,
mm-hmm.
you can look them up, and they will give you a list of providers that carry a hyperbaric oxygen therapy in their town. My husband and I, Matt Friedman, Pure Life Chiropractic, and Eugene Hyperbarics are located in Eugene at 315 West Broadway. And if anybody would like, they can absolutely reach me on my phone. It's 541-852-1001.
And then you already gave the website.
It's EugeneHyperbarics.com.
Okay, great. And so somebody called and they want to know how much does it cost.
It cost $80 a dive, $80 a one-hour session. If you compare that to the $600 an hour that Riverbend Hospital charges for wound healing, it's really a bargain. And I also give discounts if you pay in advance and you schedule in advance. I drop that down, too, by 10%. So we try to make it very affordable for our neighborhood.
Wow. Okay, well, now, another thing that I read was that it's recognized by Medicare in the United States and is reimbursable for 14 units. And it said this said that the cost may run between $108 and $250 in a private clinic and over $1,000 in a hospital. That's interesting difference. So I guess as you could expect, most things would be more expensive in a hospital environment,
yeah.
Even if it's the same, even if it's the same treatment. Okay, so that sounds pretty cool. And so people can look up where they might go that's closer. Eugene's pretty far from the North Coast.
I think Portland might be closer to you.
Oh, yeah.
I believe there's a couple of soft chambers as well as hard chambers. Mm-hmm. Again, the hospital may only be willing to take you for what is considered on-label, which at this time is carbon monoxide poisoning, recovery from stroke, I think they do, and they absolutely take care of diabetic healing and wound healing.
So diabetic retinopathy, yes. Neuropathies, diabetic foot, things like that. Those
yes.
are all considered on-label.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, off-label, we take care of fibromyalgia, cerebral palsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, digestive disorders, recovering from surgery. We have a lot of folks that come to see us while they're ongoing through their chemotherapy because it lessens the effect of that toxic sickness that you get from the poisons that go through it, as well as cancer cannot live in a high oxygen environment. So it sort of helps on many issues. The only time you can't go in the chamber is if you've been out drinking or if you have a cold and you're stuffy.
So your ears would be clogged up.
If your ears are clogged up, it's a little painful. So
mm-hmm.
we try to make sure that that the experience is healing
mm-hmm.
and doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for someone to help get a picture of what this is like, because this is the size of like a bathroom, a closet, what size is it?
It's probably 14 feet long and about 5 feet tall.
14 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how wide?
I'm going to say it's a good 5 feet wide. I have a family right now that comes in, and it's the mom, the son, and the daughter. I put 3 people in there. It's a pretty roomy thing. And Dr. Matt and I took our first dive together, and he's 6'6".
Yeah, he's one of the biggest people I know. Yeah.
He's one of those tall guys,
and we fit
very comfortably in it. I've had folks ask me about being claustrophobic, and what we do is we put them in, and we zip them up, we inflate them, and I actually have a doorbell in my hyperbaric chamber, and if at any time you're uncomfortable, you need to get out now, we can bring that chamber down within a minute and a half, and you're out of there. So it's not something that you can go in, and you must finish out the hour. If for any reason you don't like it, we get you out. But I've had many people get in there and say, you know, that wasn't what I expected. It was much roomier.
Uh-huh. Can you see outside?
Yes, you can. The chamber has clear plastic on 4 different sections of the chamber. And sometimes people come in, as I said, they bring in books. I have some college students that come and study for the bar in there because they have proven with 10 dives, word retention improves 16%
Whoa.
Under hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So we have a lot of kids come in as they're working towards their finals, and they come and they bring their books into the chamber and study while they're under pressure.
So obviously there's enough light.
Yes.
Wow. And so most of the time people aren't freaking out. Mostly they feel pretty calm.
You know, the only time I ever have to have anybody get out quickly is if there's been a child who forgets to go potty.
Oh.
And then it has to be, I need to get out now.
Yeah, a little chamber pot, right?
Yeah. Gotta go.
Yeah, go on. Okay, there's two things that we haven't talked about, and maybe you know about and maybe you don't. One off-label use that I read about was the treatment of Lyme disease, and another one was the treatment of migraines.
Yes.
Do you both?
Well, we treat migraines with hyperbaric. I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of people come to me for that particularly. Lyme disease, however, is they have done a lot of studies with children with autism, and there is a particular test they give those children looking for Lyme disease, and there is a clear link between Lyme disease and autism. And so they may come to us for autism, but there could be an underlying issue with Lyme disease.
So that would need to be treated as well.
It sort of catches it while they're in there for something else. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that would probably mean that the need to take some antibiotics. Got to kill that bug.
Antibiotic use as a natural doctor, we don't suggest that a lot because sometimes it does more harm than good. But, you know, that's a personal choice. I think a good probiotic and some, you know, staying away from some of the things that inflame you. A lot of people have food sensitivities mm-hmm. nowadays that they're unaware of, and that can bring on symptoms of illness that are really not a cold and not anything other than I just shouldn't eat eggs. But we have found that when we put children, and there is, again, clearly a link with children that have, not a great gut, mm-hmm. When we put them in the chamber, that gut cleans up mm-hmm. because of that high oxygen environment. So many things don't do well with pure oxygen. Just like some things mm-hmm. just really grow if you give them sugar. So, you know, you take yourself off sugar, get yourself in some oxygen, and things heal. They mm-hmm. really do.
Mm-hmm. That really points to the need for integration of not just, you don't just do one thing. You gotta hit it from all directions, nutritional, chemical, environmental.
Absolutely. We face a lot of challenges in our modern world. And it's all good. It all leads us to, I think, an end where we all love our cell phones, and it's very convenient, a lot of these convenience foods that we have. We all have many places we need to be and jobs we need to do, but we need to feed ourselves well, give ourselves some clean water, and take ourselves for a walk once in a while. And it is a multi-level attack on that. Mm-hmm. You know, in our office, we always say it's easier to stay well than to fall ill and try to recover from that illness.
Good point.
You know, if you can prevent that cold, it's much better than trying to hang out in bed for 3 days, you know, feeling miserable and try to come back from it. You know, it's all working towards wellness.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know what, I think that I would like you to give your contact information. I think there's a lot of interest in this subject, so why don't you go for it again?
Sure, our website is EugeneHyperbaric.com. My name is Robin Friedman. Our chiropractic office is Dr. Matt Friedman, and that would be Eugene Chiropractic, purelifechiropractic.com. And our phone is 541-344-4947, and my cell phone is 541-852-1001. And you can reach us, just Google Hyperbaric and Eugene, and we're the only ones that pop up.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Anne.
This has been very interesting. My guest has been Robin Friedman at the Eugene Hyperbaric Chiropractic Center. Yes. And
next week, my guest will be Farmer Fred. Fred Johnson will be here. We'll be talking about farm stock, what you might do to ripen those tomatoes if you have any tomatoes that are looking pretty pathetic, or some squashes. Farm stock will be on Labor Day weekend at the farm in Nacelle, and KMUN is a sponsor of this cool event.